Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real as Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Paige Yates
and Taylor Yates.
And in this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team. Okay, T, so what have you been up to now that it's almost year end?
You know what? Honestly, nothing, and that's intentional. The way I view our job is that during the selling season, the big selling seasons, it is all hands on deck. You have to do everything for every client. And so the way I make that work, both from an energy and organizational perspective, is this time of year is like my reset time. This is when I do things like work on some stuff on the back end of the business or just like
marketing pieces.
Marketing. You
know, what's going to happen in 2025.
Yeah. And even just go at a slower pace in life, you know, not pick up so many things, you know, not expect that I'm going to be out every weekend on showings because there's just not that much to do. Right. And so I try to capitalize on that so that when there is a lot to do, I am like rested and ready and eager to tackle it.
Well, it's always hard in December because it's a busy time of year family-wise and in other areas. And our busy season is not the month of December because people want to be in their homes. They don't want to be looking at houses. Right. They don't want people to come into their houses.
Yeah, people don't want to hear from us in December.
They want to decorate. They tend to be getting prepped for the upcoming year. So
right.
We're talking to people. People are doing little projects like the paint projects
exactly.
Or the decluttering. So.
Right. This week we're talking about the impact of the new presidential administration on real estate. And maybe I'll start with the caveat of like, who knows? Right? Like, who knows? These guys are so bombastic and erratic that it's, and sorry to put in that commentary, but you know, you just never know what they're going to do. Probably the only thing that I can say with any degree of confidence, and I'm not even sure how high it is they have been pretty clear about imposing tariffs, especially on countries where we import a lot of goods from. And tariffs tend to drive up prices, which drives up inflation, which drives up interest rates. I don't know if, you know, I think they've also made noise about, you know, being more dictatorial to the Fed or like saying to the Fed, you've got to do this, that, or the other, which in America, we have a very independent central bank. But if they sort of pack it with people that'll just keep interest rates low for the duration of the administration, then yeah, maybe interest rates will be low and maybe inflation will be high. I don't know. But the short answer is nobody really knows. I don't know if you have any thoughts or guesses.
I think it's a big, huge question mark for next year.
Yeah.
And I think that it'll go some direction. We just don't know what it is. I think 100% interest rates and Americans having to spend more money to live
right
on the basics, food, gas, cars,
right,
you know, et cetera, housing, you know, mortgage rates.
Yeah.
Those things are going to impact our buying frenzy, whether it's a frenzy or not. I think lack of inventory, which is not directly related to the administration, but if people don't have the money or they can't afford or they don't want to put themselves in a position to spend all of their money trying to have a home. So the administration, we don't know what's going to happen.
We don't. The other one that we might be able to say with some confidence is they passed all these tax cuts, what was it, back in like 2018 or 2019? For those of you who don't know, I studied economics as an undergrad. I was an economics teaching assistant at MIT. So this is an area that I have a lot of interest in. Typically, when you pass tax cuts or a spending plan, right, like they did this for Obamacare too, you sort of just build into the law that it's going to end at a certain date, even though you have no intention of it ever ending. You do that because there's like this office called the Congressional Budgeting Office, and they make an estimate of how expensive this plan's going to be over time. And so one way you can reduce their number is you can say, well, it's going to sunset in like 10 years, right? They've been clear that they're going to try and make those tax cuts permanent. And that's fine. Like in a vacuum, like other things equal, lower taxes means like more money in people's pockets. The economy works better. The challenge that we're in right now is we actually have a really large deficit. And I know people like complain about the deficit generally. usually it's not as big of a problem as people think it is. But right now it's probably a bigger problem than people think it is because like it's so big that the economy can't keep up with it. And I don't know how much runway we've got left before that starts affecting inflation and interest rates both directly, you know, on the interest rates, it can affect them both directly because the government's borrowing so much money, there's less money for the rest of us to borrow. And so we've got to pay a higher interest rate to get that money, but also indirectly because if inflation goes up, because the feds are borrowing so much money, the Fed will hike rates and then we've all got to pay a higher interest rate. Who knows what they're going to do, right? But that's the other one that I would keep my eye on. You know, I do want to give them their due. You know, they come from the real estate world. You know, last time they were actually pretty, you know, they were pretty friendly to commercial developers. So maybe there's some friendly real estate laws that come down the pike. But
I think it's going to be a tougher challenge because this is post-COVID.
Right.
So the people that are really seeing changes are companies that have had large spaces where all their employees can go in.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to see them facing is a commercial space where businesses are having employees work from home still a couple days.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Or splitting spaces. So someone comes in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, somebody else comes in Monday, Friday. So that commercial real estate is certainly been the most dramatically hit in a negative way from COVID. Whereas the housing market has seen, you know, just this incredible, incredible market. But I think we're going to see next year more and more of what's hitting commercial real estate spaces and what's going to happen to our downtowns and our areas that, you know, have 50-story buildings and they can't fill them.
Yeah.
There's home buying real estate and there's commercial real estate, and they are going to be having to both figure out a way to settle into post-COVID life.
Yeah, that's actually the big thing in the background that has nothing to do with who's in charge in the White House.
Correct.
The commercial, what's happening now, and it's going to accelerate through 2025, is that banks are going to start taking the keys on a bunch of commercial properties that they made loans on. And those properties are worth a lot less than they were when the banks made those loans and when whoever, you know, is handing back the keys now is bought them. And I don't think it's not going to be as bad as 2008. I think they've made a lot of reforms now in banking so that kind of contagion where, you know, the real estate market suddenly destroys like the entire economy.
Right.
And not even the real estate, like one, you know, just a tiny corner of the real estate market suddenly like threatened to bring down the entire financial system. I don't think that's going to happen again, but it will be something. And who knows, maybe the administration has some thoughts about how to deal with that. Maybe they're helpful. Maybe they're not helpful.
Well, if they're pro-business, that's a business that they've got to direct some energy into.
But which business, right? I mean, are they going to say, are they friendlier to the banks who are going to want to get more of the loan back? Or are they going to be friendly to the commercial real estate guys who want to pay less of the loan back?
Right. So it's going to be a challenge,
but
we don't know.
We don't know.
I think it'll take us 6 months to a year to kind of see a track that they're going to show us or a way that they're going to proceed.
Yeah.
And I don't think we'll be impacted in the housing market from this administration probably for another year.
Because
there'll have to be some sort of trends out there that we subscribe to.
Yeah, most policy takes a year or two to trickle down to our real lives. All right, we're going to come back in a minute and take a question from the audience. Did you know that Paige and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs, too. With over 30 years experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today. All right, Mom, what do you think are some key factors to look for when helping a client choose the right neighborhood?
So I think there are a lot of factors that people put into play when they choose a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Some people want lots of kids because they have kids. Some people want convenience of location to where they need to get to work. Some people like a town center.
Yeah.
I think that some people need to be near a hospital because they feel that's important to their life. So I feel like neighborhood.
I'm hearing you. You're speaking to lifestyle, right? Yeah. So just like, how do you want to live your life? Like, what do you want to do every day? Do you want to go to, do you want to get up, walk out your door and go to a coffee shop? Mm-hmm. Do you want to get up, walk out your door and sip your homemade coffee staring at some conservation land?
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
And that varies from person to person. It's completely idiosyncratic. There's no like, oh, you know, your answer is right and my answer is wrong.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
and it can be right or wrong inside of a town.
Yeah.
You know, someone can say, I want this.
Right.
And they actually end up with that.
Correct. Exactly. So what you want is to match the lifestyle with the neighborhood. I do not believe in this, like, there's a good neighborhood in town and there's a bad neighborhood in town. It's like, all the neighborhoods are good. It just depends on what you're looking for.
And it depends on your lifestyle.
Depends on your lifestyle.
And the importance of that.
That's right. Thanks for the awesome question. If you're a curious cat and would like your question to be considered, you can just send us an email at contact@yeatsboston.com or slide into our DMs at Yeats Team Boston.
That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you like this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yeats Team Boston or on the web at yeatsboston.com.